my next door neighbor was running his generator. Now, we had power and everything was fine. And my wife was wondering, she said, why is he running his generator? We have power. It's fine. I said, maybe he's just giving it a shot, warming it up and all that. And exactly. Maybe that was a good idea with all this.
You want to make sure it's going to start when you need it and in short order. So sometimes, you know, to get your sump pump running or whatever, you need to be able to get it going fast.
Exactly.
So you want to make sure it's always in good working order and that you have a good supply of fuel on hand.
That helps too. This is where I lament that I wish we would put all power lines into the ground. But I have to tell you this part, though. My parents, their power lines, underground. Yep, underground.
They still have
power. Yep, don't have power.
Yeah,
well, they didn't have power.
Could be a transformer. Well, that's the got thing. Hit by lightning or whatever. That's above ground.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, that it works a lot of the times if you know when you don't have your when the wires are underground. But if you lose the transformer, oh well.
Well, for visual pollution, we would love to see all of them underground. But can you imagine how much it would cost to move all of the lines in our country underground?
I'd like to think though that will happen someday.
Maybe I hope that. Well, yeah, because everything that's new, hopefully, is going underground, and so eventually as areas are refurbished or renewed and they take out some of the old, they'll put in underground facilities.
That's what, yeah. I mean, we put our fiber optic lines on underground and so many other things.
Right.
It just seems like that is the thing. It just seems antiquated, seeing wires on a wooden post. It just does. It, like, what do you call it, by the way? Visual pollution?
Visual pollution.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
That's what I think. 845 here at WSGW. Dave, did you see that former Detroit Lion, Nate Burleson, is getting some more TV time coming up here with CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, I saw he's going to be. Is it just Sunday or is it weekday?
Or did I say Sunday morning? No,
yeah,
it's the weekday. It's
weekday.
The weekday.
CBS This Morning.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Burleson will replace the current co-host Anthony Mason, which I was a little surprised. I didn't see that news that Anthony Mason was leaving.
Yeah, they've explained that he is going to be doing some special projects that are things that are near and dear to him. With some of the things that are going on with the administration, apparently he is one of his specialties has to do with the green movement, I guess you might say.
Oh, gotcha.
So they're, but he was there before and was moved off and someone else put on, and you know, he seems to be the go-to guy when they need somebody.
Yeah,
but now this Nate is going to be on along with Gail and Tony remains, I believe.
Yeah,
as part of the morning.
That's right. Yeah, of course, Nate Burleson, former Detroit Lion, good receiver with the Lions, was always dependable. Good, did a fine job.
Plus, he'll still continue to do some of his other sports commitments.
Well, yeah, he'll still be on the CBS NFL show on Sundays,
right.
And then I think he's still going to. Well, you know, now I'm wondering. I can't. Well, no, there's no way he could do the NFL Network's Good Morning Football. He's on from 6 to 9.
Right. Yeah, that wouldn't
I think
work
those
for a
days.
While.
I think those days are done for him on the NFL Network. But yeah, that's so he's almost going to do what Michael Strahan does.
Right.
Where
right.
Michael does the Monday through Friday on Good Morning America, and then is on Fox for Sundays. Right.
Apparently, they
games.
Felt they wanted more of a sports person in there.
I could understand.
I would imagine
that.
Most of the news would be done probably by Tony.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'd assume. And maybe Nate will do some of, like you said, the sports and maybe some of the pop culture
and
stuff, too.
Gail, yeah, Gail also doing pop culture and lifestyle.
Right, all of that. So I have to admit, when Nate Burleson was playing for the Detroit Lions, I did not think that he'd be part of a morning show crew on one of the major networks. Did not see that one happening.
No,
but he does a good job. He does a good job. So congratulations to Nate Burleson. Hopefully, again, you know, he had to endure a lot being a Detroit Lion. So
I think there's a little more to it for the change, too, with the network, because I think that particular show has not done real well on the ratings.
No, right. I'd like to see, still Good Morning America. Are they still probably number, at least one of the top ones?
Yeah,
probably.
I would say so. Yeah,
the brand.
Yeah.
And for years, it used to be when I grew up, Dave, it used to be.
Today's show.
Yeah, that used to be with Brian Gumbel and Jane Pauley. That was their heyday. That's when that used to be. One of the best ones as well. So, well, congratulations to Nate Burleson, and I'm sure he will do a fantastic, fantastic job. And, you know, I like Anthony Mason a lot, and I always liked him on CBS Sunday Morning because he was the guy who was always responsible for doing the interviews with all the musicians. I always enjoyed those. Yeah, he did a great job there.